Again, thank you so much, preacher, for allowing us to be back here and to share our ministry in the Philippines. So, church, thank you so much for your trust, your generosity, for and also the financial assistance in our ministry in the Philippines. Thank you for love. Please open our Bible in the book of Luke chapter 10. We will start reading on verse number 30. Luke chapter 10. We will start reading on verse number 30. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, and leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had a compassion on them, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, and he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that shew mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. May the Lord bless his word. I ask to pray. Lord, our God, our Father, thank you so much we gather together. Lord, I pray that you help me, Lord. You know my limitation, O God. I ask the Holy Spirit to move in our midst, Lord, and we feel your presence. And I hope that this message will become a blessing to everybody, Lord. Lord, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Once again, I just want to say again that please bear with me if you did not understand me well. because if you don't understand me, just say, uh-huh. All right. Now, the parable of the Good Samaritan is a parable told by Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. It is about a traveler who is stripped of clothing and beating and left half dead alongside the road. First the priests and then the Levites come by, but both avoid the man. Finally, a Samaritan happened upon the travelers. Samaritans Jews despite each other, but the Samaritan helped the injured man. Jesus is described as telling the parable in response to the questions from a lawyer, and who is my neighbor? In response, Jesus tells the parable, the conclusion of which is that the neighbor figure in the parable is the man who showed mercy to injured man that is in the Samaritan. I can think of number of reasons or excuses this man could have given to defend their conduct. Perhaps you and I have used one or more of these defend our lack of love and concern maybe. First, I have been serving at the temple, or I'm already ministering, and I will still have to do something. I'll be away from home and need to hurry. It's not my fault. Let somebody else to do it. This might be the reason why these people just pass by this injured man. These are the many reasons people when we see people in need. But we will notice that the Samaritan did not blame the injured man, but instead, he dared to act as a concerned individual. let us notice the elements involved in his ministry to the victim. The first elements involved is the word compassion. If you look on verse number 33, this is much more than passing pity. The Greek word of passing for compassion carry the idea of the inner being deeply moved and stirred. It is the word used to describe our Lord's feeling when he beheld lost sinners. In Matthew chapter 9, verse number 36, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted. They were scattered abroad, the sheep having no shepherd. Why they are fainted? They are fainted because they carry the heavy material load. But the load of sin, the load of pain, it is a sin that made them problems. It is a sin that made them unhappy. Why? They were scattered abroad. Why? Because there is no one who will tie them together. No one who will instruct them. No one who will guide them. And a sheep having no shepherd. Year 2000, when my wife and I came to the mission field. The Lord opened doors to us, and little by little, the Lord added to the church. Every day, I go to different barangays or street in my mission field and pray that one day He will give us family from each corner of Bataan, of Orani. I remember the first time I visited some of the areas. It will take sometimes before you reach them. The area is very far from the town, and people do not have cars from their transportation. I felt something different, and the Lord began to burden my heart, and question came in my mind. Somebody came here, share the word of God before us. Who could tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior? And how long they have lived here without the hearing the gospel. When I went back, we set up a plan. We had a saturation drive. We go in visitation, knock on doors, put up a Bible study. And that is the blessing in our country. We have a freedom to preach and share the word of God. And they are very hungry and acceptable to the word of God. And we pray to God that allowed us to put up one church in this community. And now, through your help, and I am very thankful for this church, individuals, families that saw the burden in my heart for the Filipinos. And now, we need to praise God because every village churches are growing. People follow the water baptism. Young people involved in every activities of the church. And they attended our layman's training for further education, and they want to learn more about God. And then the second elements involve not only the compassion, but the second is the contact that you will see on verse 34. The Samaritan could have excused himself by saying, those robbers may still be in the area. Perhaps they are using him as a decoy. I had a better get out of here quickly, or he might have argued that the man was too far gone, or that there was a little he could do, but he did not to try to evade his responsibility. Love does not look at obstacle, it looks at an opportunity. The priests and the Levites were unwilling to personally come into contact with the man, but the Samaritan did. Every day, every minute, every second, I know people die. I tested for 3 days, not going out or not doing anything, not talking to any single lost souls. I have proven that you won't be able to build any relationship or any Bible study without contact with people. The Bible say how they will be saved without a preacher. No established Bible study, no discipleship program if we do not have any contact with people. Before we started the orphanage, there is a boy, his name July. When he was 7 years old, he was one of our BBS kids. After 4 years, we lost contact with him. But one day, the Lord allowed us to meet again. When we are in the downtown, my wife, Kathy, was buying something. she saw Juli buying 3 pieces of bread, and she asked if he could come along so I could see him. He still recognized us, and then I asked him why you are here, and he said he lived in the downtown for 6 months, and he slept with a cardboard without anything, and he began to tell the story that he ran away because he experienced injury from her mom almost every day. He asked him to deliver drugs materials because her mother involved in drug addiction. He took care half sister and half young brother. They did not feed well. They did not send them school. And the younger age, he worked as a park attendant. People give some pesos and left over food just to survive. And then I heard her mom put into the jail and nobody cared for 3 kids. And I invite him to stay in the church before I met Juli. I have a burden for the children. But when I met him clearly, God showed to me to put up an orphanage in our area. Now we have Mary Ann, his sister, and with him in the orphanage. And we also have sponsored children who are not in the house. We help them with their study. We feed them. I buy some clothes and send them to school. And they are not in the house because orphanage building is not yet finished. If we did not respond to have contact with this young boy, Juli, we will not have him today. Song leading, sharing the gospel, leading junior to Christ, I step further, a contact, a touch, it's all it takes to bring a people to Christ. If you do not have contact with me, we have not built our relationship, our friends, and our partners in the ministry. I remember when I presented my burden in the Philippines, you asked me about our need, and you immediately respond. That is the reason we build many churches, and that's why we started to build orphanage. It's because you have allowed to have a contact with me and I with these people in the church with these kids. This boy, Juli, I cannot see and understand the whole story in his life. But if we do not have contact with each other, I did not have contact with him, he will be in a different story now. Must be without the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the third element, it's about the care that you will see on verse number 24. It is not enough that we have contact with our neighbor or even that we show compassion. We must go a step further and do something practical. The Samaritan cleansed the victim woods with wine and then soot them with oil and bound up the woods so that they could begin to heal. And then he took the man to the inn for further care and promised to return. Yes, it is proper we talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, but people need to see Christ in us, in our work, in our life, in our living. If we say we care for their soul, we need to work hard and do something more to compel them to come to Christ. And then fourthly, last, the cost. You will see on verse number 35, the Samaritan interrupted his schedule to care for the man. Did he perhaps lose as a business opportunity because of this? Was he late to an appointment? We do not know, but we do know what he was willing to give time to a need and stranger. He spent money, time, and effort to take care of his needy victim. He took him to an inn and made sure that he will be in a good condition. Yes, it has cost him money, but what is that in comparison with the soul of victim condition? In the ministry, it costs a lot. Going out in the field will cost money. Our time in deputation, being away from kids before, exerting time and money going to a mountain areas, islands in Urani, but all it's worth it for just one soul that will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. in the ministry that I have learned that in order for the ministry to expand fast, to reach out people, you need partners. Partners that will help my family, the ministries of the church, the 10 village churches, and now the orphanage. I personally thank you for caring enough in helping me, accomplishing the vision that the Lord gave me. Thank you for your trusting me. I am your partner in the Philippines and reaching out people for Christ. Now, our vision is to set up this orphanage to give the abandoned orphans and children extra care that one day we will see them serve the Lord and do the same thing in sharing extra care to other people to by serving the Lord in the full-time service. My friends, before I end this message, I just want to express my heart and gratitude to all of you. Once again, don't forget to remember, the Bible says, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Once again, church, thank you so much for showing your love in our ministry in the Philippines. May God bless you all.
That was outstanding. Let's all bow for a word of prayer, shall we? You know, it's one thing to come to a foreign country and be able to alliterate. I'm talking about start every point with the same letter. He did great. That was wonderful. Thinking about compassion, contact, care, and cost. Hey, aren't you glad somebody got in contact with you? Amen. You glad somebody cared about you and had compassion on you, willing to pay the price to reach your soul? Tonight, this is simple and so profound, something that can change our life. As they begin to play through softly, every service is a service where if you're lost and do not know Jesus, you can come. Let us take a Bible and share the gospel with you. Tonight, he rung the bell about caring for others, reaching out to a lost and dying world. Well, we need the broken heart like this, don't we? We give God praise for it. You're glad your faith promise money's going to a family like this? Say amen. I'm telling you, I'm going to pray. Brother Gary, begin to sing. If God's speaking to you, I want you to come. Father, would you take it and use it, I pray. In Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. As Brother Gary sings, if you want to come, just pray, talk to God. Ask God to give you a broken heart. Loving others, you come now, would you please? As he sings, you come now, please.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him, with him all the
playing through softly, you can look this way. Folks, in my opinion, We're in the presence of greatness tonight. I'm not talking about the humans. I'm talking about the God they serve. There's something special about national missionaries going home to reach their own people. I'm going to tell you something. In my reading, my studies, and all these kind of things, I came across a thought about missions. That we reach here to reach there. In other words, we're going after people here, not just to get them in Buffalo Ridge, but to get the gospel to more and more people around the world. And this is part of missions. We give God the glory for it. I tell you, just ladies, beautiful singing tonight. Good night. Beautiful singing. God's blessed you, Brother Augie. You know that. He's given you a beautiful family. These two bags up here for you and your family. These are some gift items for you. And we want you to go back a, what's the word I'm looking for, Brother Gary? A bigger preacher than you arrived. There's a lot of goodies in here. And here is a love offering for you for being here. David, I got one of these for you too. We want to be a blessing to you for coming through. What's heaven going to be like? We all get around the throne of God. All speaking the same language. Rejoicing. We got a $100 gift card for each one of your girls right here. This is for them to go get something for them. I want you to spend it on yourself. If you want to spend something for mom and daddy, that'll be fine, I guess. But I think this is a blessing to give those girls $100 apiece just to go out and be a blessing to them. They can go, it's to Walmart, okay? Because, hey, Walmart's got everything, you know what I mean? $100 gift card for each one of them. My heart's blessed tonight. If you're not involved in Faith Promise, you need to get involved. Your money is going to people like that. We give God the glory for it. I'm going to do something different as we end our service tonight. As you leave tonight, I'll give you some instructions. But I'd like for David and Augie and your family to come up and just have a seat right here on this front pew. Would you mind to do that, if you don't mind? I know both of these families were voted on when Preacher Lashley was the pastor here. I believe God led Preacher in bringing these families on, don't you? So, Preacher, I'd like for you to close us in prayer tonight. If you wouldn't mind to come up here, if you wouldn't mind. And Brother Gary, can we give him a microphone? I want him to pray over you. Just to ask God to bless your ministries. And pray for Brother David, Preacher. He's raising support to go back. But pray for his mom and dad who are already there, the Tulabots. And then the Abilins here as they're ministering all to the Philippines. Hey, can we gather together just collectively? I'm just talking about there in our seats and our hearts and minds and agree with Preacher as he prays and ask God to keep his hand upon these families. Can we do this? Let's do this. Preacher, you go right ahead, sir.
Our Father, we do thank you for many years ago raising up this mission program, Lord. Your hand has been on it. Hundreds of people and thousands of people have been saved all across the earth. Amen. Because we have got involved in a mission program to reach the lost to Christ worldwide. Thank you for these dear Filipino brothers and sisters here tonight. Lord, the touch of God has been upon their singing, on their preaching. Thank you for the evidence from the screen, Lord. You're using them to win many, many to Christ. And our money has been well spent. Amen. We thank you for that. That we'll see people in heaven because of what we put into the Faith Promise program. Yes. Lord, bless these dear people and keep your hand upon them. Lord, they need to be filled with the Spirit. Lord, without the Spirit, we can do nothing. And so I pray that your anointing would rest upon them. And as they go back to their homeland and reach those dear people for Christ over there, that one day we'll see in heaven. Help us to keep that in mind. These people who get born again, we'll see them one day with a new body, just like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank you for all we have in him. And may we all, in the Philippines and here in America, just preach Christ and love him and serve him. And one day we'll be with him. We'll praise him forever. Thank you for this good service tonight. And bless these dear men and women, boys and girls, as they go back to the Philippines. Keep your hand upon them. Use them mightily, I pray. In Jesus' sweet and wonderful and adorable name, amen.
If you'll just keep your place right there, if you'll just play through something soft, Brother Bob, if you'll usher them all out to the lobby for me, please. Let me let them get out to the lobby, and then I'll dismiss you here very soon, okay? All of you, Brother David, if you wouldn't mind to go with them, that'd be a great thing. Let me let them get out. You're probably reading my mind right now, aren't you? Right? I kept you behind on purpose. Hey, let me tell you something. I promise you, anything you leave in any of their hands tonight will be well worth it. I promise you. Don't ever feel pressured to give anything. But those kids, did they not sing beautifully tonight, friends? Good night. Brother Augie and his wife, Brother David Tulabot, all of that. He's raising support. Don't ever feel pressure to do this, but I'm just putting a thought in your mind. Maybe you want to leave something in their hands tonight. Ask God to bless them, okay? It's been good tonight, amen? Praise the Lord for it. Thank you for being here. God bless you. You're dismissed. Thank you for coming.